You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What is good, everybody? Welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff, brought to you by DraftKings. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. It's Friday, May 13th, 2022. We're going to kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. But before we do, we remind you that DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That is code SBNNFL only at DraftKings. The 2022 schedule is official and I am here for it. There is a ton to get to. Let's dive right in. First off, there are 13 teams that reach the maximum of 5 primetime games. 49ers, Bengals, Bills, Broncos, Buccaneers, Chargers, Chiefs, Cowboys, Eagles, Packers, Patriots, Rams, and Steelers all got the maximum 5 games. One team, the Detroit Lions, didn't get any primetime games. But hey, they still have Thanksgiving, right? It all begins on Thursday, September 8th, where the Rams will raise their championship banner and begin their title defense against Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. Other notable games in Week 1. Russell Wilson will play his first game for the Broncos on Monday Night Football against the Seahawks in Seattle. And the Cowboys will open the season against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers for the second straight year. All in all, Week 1 games will feature 10 home underdogs. That is the most in NFL history for a first week of the season. Other highlights: Thanksgiving triple header starts with the Bills going to Detroit to face the Lions at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time on CBS to kick things off. The Cowboys host the Giants in the middle game at 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox, and the Patriots play Minnesota at 8:20 p.m. Eastern Time on NBC in the nightcap. We also have a triple header on Christmas. The Packers face the Dolphins at 1 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Russell Wilson and the Broncos face the Super Bowl champion Rams at 4:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS, and the Bucks are in the desert to play the Cardinals at 8:20 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Some quick hitters for you now. Broncos wide receiver Jerry Jeudy has been charged with second-degree criminal tampering with a domestic violence enhancer. That is a misdemeanor. According to the relevant Colorado statute, quote, a person commits the crime of second-degree criminal tampering if he tampers with property of another with intent to cause injury, inconvenience, or annoyance to that person or to another if he knowingly makes an unauthorized connection with property of a utility. According to Pro Football Talk, that covers a very broad range of behavior. As noted, this could include cutting a neighbor's phone line because they talk too loud on the phone late at night. Second-degree tampering also includes making an unauthorized connection with property of a utility, for example, connecting cable to your home without authorization. The domestic violence enhancer part of this suggests that the alleged misconduct is connected to some sort of argument or fight involving a family member or someone Jeudy lives with. In Pittsburgh, the search for a new general manager continues. Brandon Hunt, John Spytek, and Omar Khan have all completed second interviews for that job. First overall pick Trevon Walker agrees to a contract with the Jags. The deal will be for a fully guaranteed $37.4 million with $24.4 million as a signing bonus. The Jags also signed 4 other draft picks. According to Michael McCarthy of frontofficesports.com, the Carolina Panthers reportedly are, quote, eyeing Sean Payton for the team's head coaching job in 2023. The Panthers actually issued a statement on the matter, quote, we would not talk to or consider a coach who's under contract with another team, which of course implies that they would consider a coach not under contract with another team. It seems to me they could have just said, we already have a coach. His name is Matt Rhule. But that probably tells you all you need to know about his future with the club. The Saints continue to hold Sean Payton's rights. Before another team could talk to him, the Saints and that team would have to strike a deal about potential compensation if Peyton would enter into a contract with the new team. The Saints could, if they wanted to, just flat out refuse to release Sean Payton's rights and say, go pound sand. And finally, sad news to pass along, as New England legend Gino Cappelletti died yesterday. Cappelletti was an original member of the Boston Patriots and one of the greatest players in the history of the American Football League. He played receiver, defensive back, and kicker for all 10 years of the AFL, won an MVP there, and never missed a single game. Cappelletti later transitioned to the NFL after the merger, moved to the broadcast booth for a time after retirement in 1970, and even served as the Patriots' special teams coach. My heart aches after learning of Gino Cappelletti's passing this morning, Patriots owner Robert Kraft said in a statement. The Patriots have had many iconic fan favorite players over the years. Gino was the first. Gino Cappelletti, dead at 89. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Friday, May 13th, 2022. Follow the SB Nation NFL show so you don't miss an episode. If you like what you hear, please leave us a rating and a review as well. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk on Monday.